fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. We're here again today with Father Bob LaCroix, the pastor of Holy Family Parish in Novi, Michigan. Father Bob's been with us all week. He's going to be here today and then hopefully again tomorrow, talking about not only his own personal journey and conversion, but now over the last few days we've been talking about the renewing of parish life, the having as a pastor leading his parish into the new evangelization. What does all that mean? If you didn't have a chance to hear us so far this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can download them, you can listen to them on your computer, or download them onto any kind of device, your iPad or whatever it is, that you can listen to wherever and whenever you want to. So welcome back, Father Bob.
Thank you, Peter. It's fun sharing with you the joy of the gospel.
Yeah, really. It really is good. Well, we ended yesterday. You were talking about fundamentally your concern is how do we lead people into the new evangelization? Step one is helping people encounter Christ personally in their life. And you tried many things over the years to make that happen. And you were describing at the end how using Alpha as a tool to do that has been the most effective thing you've seen as a pastor to help your people enter more deeply into their life as Catholics, as disciples of Christ.
Because Alpha uniquely captures a set of elements. It really is a welcoming environment centered around sharing a meal. And in a lot of the other opportunities we had to introduce people to an encounter with Jesus, we didn't have that much emphasis on spending that much time, that much energy on sharing a meal.
Yeah.
But it's a really important element. People get to know one another, they relax, the food is good. Women don't have to shop and cook. Sometimes it's a time saver for busy people. And people are really busy. So the food element, the meal element is important.
It's so interesting you say that because I just talked to a guy yesterday who was talking about trying to get leaders in the parish to come, lay leaders to come together, laymen for an evening session. He goes, you know, if people have to go home after work and then have a meal at home and get things organized, then jump back in the car to come to the parish, it's difficult. But if they could come right from work to a meal, they said a meal that is the beginning of whatever you're going to do, it's a huge time saver, and more people come. It's interesting you said that.
Yeah, we were serving last fall 1,000 meals a week.
Wow. Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, and 5 nights in a row, people were coming from work to a meal.
Hmm. Fantastic. So the meal is a fundamental piece that wasn't there in the other things, but is a very effective and important piece.
Alpha is the first thing of the series of things I've tried that relied on a recorded piece to make the main substantial presentations. I'd always done those live and seen those live. And now, you know, I don't know about like stuff that's not live, but I know some of your listeners may have heard of a person called Father John Ricardo.
Yeah.
We're good friends. We've known each other since college. And he's a good teacher.
Phenomenal, really.
But he used these recorded elements for a number of reasons. You can do 10 different sessions, you know, at different times in the same week, and you don't have to be present at them all. That's a key advantage. But John's a great teacher. But if he is finding the recorded presentations helpful, then that's good enough for me. You know, we can try it,
right,
too. Actually, they're phenomenal. People love the low-key, open-ended presentation of basic elements of transformative Christian truth. But a key element of the whole success is the non-judgmental, ask any question, want, we're all searching together nature of the discussions. It's not answers time. I'm not a good table host for Alpha because people always look to me for answers, and that's not necessarily a time for answers, but for the group together to explore their questions.
Right. Yeah.
And that's hard for some people, but it's absolutely essential for the success of bringing people to the love of Christ. A non-judgmental, open-ended, we're all in this together, ask anything you want kind of environment. And Alpha really provides that.
I think one of the things that makes it effective as well is, you know, it started in London, and the de-Christianization of England and London is 25 years or 20 years ahead of where we are in the United States and its impact on the church. They had already had to come to terms with, wow, across England, our churches are emptied, both Catholic and Anglican churches. And they were living in a very aggressive post-Christian culture. And so people were not being raised with the kind of categories that you received, the kind of religious categories and basic respect and understood the language and all that stuff that was common in a Christendom time or a time when the church was highly respected in the culture. That's also declining in the U.S. So I think Alpha is uniquely suited because it doesn't presume anything about where the person's coming from. Anybody can walk off the street and come with people with no religious background whatsoever. And it's almost ideally suited for them, really. But anybody can come off the street and come in there and not feel overwhelmed or intimidated or I don't know what these people are talking about. It's simple enough and clear enough. It's the first baby steps into introducing somebody to the person of Christ and ultimately to his church.
And I think is equally useful for the completely unchurched who've heard nothing and for Catholics who've been coming to church every Sunday for 50 or 60 years and are doing it out of duty. As we've had parishioners go through, that's exactly what we're hearing.
Can you give some examples of what you're seeing and hearing?
A married couple who are leaders in the church, faithful Catholics. Their daughter is involved in Catholic ministry in college, has gone to World Youth Day. They're the A team, went through Alpha because for about 4 months, I said I want everybody in the parish to go through Alpha. We had 12 opportunities in a week
for people. Some in the morning, some in the afternoon.
Morning, afternoon, evening,
okay.
Sunday through Saturday, 7 days a week. We can't do that all the time, but the first time we introduced it, we wanted to get as many people through as we could. So he went. And it was especially on the weekend and especially around the opportunities to hear more about the Holy Spirit where something happened in him. Something caught on fire. And he said, I really have been doing this all of my life, and now I know why.
Hmm.
And he's excited.
What is the why? Like when he said, what was the why? See, he's been doing this all his life. He's been a faithful Catholic. He's had faith. He's had real faith. And he's come to church because ultimately he thinks he should come to church. And at some level, he must want to come to church. So there's some level of faith there. What's the why that he experienced on the weekend? He said, now I know why. What does he mean?
I think that as leaders in the Catholic Church, we've been neglectful of our duty to introduce people to the fact that there's more, that Jesus is alive, that faith is meant to be something that is experienced, has power, can work miracles, and is meant to be the thing in our life about which we're most excited. We don't have to be afraid of that.
Yeah.
I think we need to expect it. And a lot of folks haven't experienced more because they have not been told that there's more. Put in an environment in which they can experience it with others.
Yes. I think that's key. They're told what the more is and raise their level of expectation of Christ's presence and his Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit can and will do in their lives, but they need someone to help them
come
appropriate
here,
it.
Do yeah. this.
Yes.
And
exactly.
It will happen to you.
Yes, exactly.
It's not arrogance.
No.
It's confidence and experience.
Right.
That God will do that.
Yeah, it's right out of the Gospels where Jesus is asked the question, and he says, well, would a father give a stone to his child who asked for a loaf of bread? Wouldn't he? He said, well, so much more your Heavenly Father who loves you would give the Holy Spirit to anyone who asks.
Come and see.
Right. And so people don't know, ask for the Holy Spirit and respond to it. So he gave one example of this. Any other examples?
Well, a woman who would be more on the faithful side, more on the, I really want to do Alpha. And she was talking to her husband, who like really didn't want to do this. Guys oftentimes have a little harder time with religious commitment and excitement than women do. And this was one of those instances. But I think that he made a calculation that his life would work better if he just did what his wife was insisting he do. So he came along to Alpha reluctantly. And again, on the weekend, something happened to him that he was open to but was not expecting, that made him begin to weep at the power of God that was working in his life. One other thing that I think is unique to Holy Family that I find amazing is a lot of people, even though they'd received all this teaching and had been individually prayed with for the Holy Spirit, experienced something powerfully on Sunday when we were worshiping. And one of the unique things about Holy Family is that it's increasingly a multicultural parish. We have Spanish-speaking folks. We have a Spanish-speaking staff. The Spanish Mass is our second largest Mass out of five on the weekends. And we had four opportunities for Alpha in Spanish. We all came together. And when we were all together worshiping in English and Spanish, singing bilingual songs, something happened. Both our English speakers and our Spanish speakers said, I've never experienced family. And it was because we were both together. I mean, that unity and diversity unlocked something and was another avenue for the power of the Holy Spirit to become real and active, transformative in people's lives.
Oh, that's beautiful. I think the you made me think of how the recent posts have underlined so many times that, you know, the engine of the new evangelization is the Holy Spirit. You know, the power to receive Christ. The Holy Spirit is one who, as Pope John Paul used to say, reveals to every human heart the beauty and the majesty of Jesus Christ. That's the fundamental mission of the Holy Spirit. So it doesn't matter what culture you're in. When people's hearts are touched by the Holy Spirit and he gives grace for people to be able to see and experience Christ in a new way, all of a sudden they know who their brothers and sisters are in a way they never did before. And they experience family. It's the Holy Spirit who creates the family. You said yes to cooperate with how the Holy Spirit works, and the Holy Spirit begins to produce something in the parish that wasn't there quite in the same way it was before. So there's a lot more to this picture. I look at the clock again, time flies, but let's pick this up again tomorrow because I know you have more to say about your experience for our listeners. And I think also for some of the priests who are listening, I think your story is a wonderful story and an encouraging one. So friends, tune in again tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.